You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so I have Jesse Ancira III on the line, and he's CEO at Fecundity Consulting and CMO at Ancira Salsa. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam. Thank you for having me.
All right, Jesse. So excited to get more into what you're doing over at Fecundity Consulting and also Ancira Salsa. But just to get us kicked off, start this episode that way we start them all with our signature question. So, Jesse, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Jesse, what mission matters to you?
My mission is to deliver actionable, substantive marketing strategies to my clients who are entrepreneurs, consultants, freelancers, in the marketing, retail, and e-commerce space. This mission is important because marketing is a vast complex of communication means, and business owners can become quickly overwhelmed with marketing options. So therefore, it is my duty to demystify marketing into a package deliverable that is accessible, repeatable, and concise.
Man, love that. It's a great mission. And I don't know if that's your tagline, but I love it. Demystifying marketing, man, that's awesome. And I get it too. And we'll go further into this because a lot of business owners listening that are like, yeah, we're overwhelmed with choices, man. Help us out, Jesse. So we'll get into that. And I think just to get us kicked off though, maybe a little bit more about your background. So like, tell us a little bit more about how you got kind of on this entrepreneurial journey.
Okay, great. So I actually have a background in public administration. I have a master's in that. I used to work for the state of Texas. I worked for the Legislative Budget Board. I was a policy analyst and a legislative liaison up in Austin. Around 2019, one of my buddies, he was in the cannabis industry, and he tapped me and he was like, hey, it's booming over here in California. You know, you're really skillful. We think you should come on board, help us out with some consulting. So shout out to Accurate Extraction, shout out to BusyBee. So I pretty much took the leap of faith and I began working with them in the cannabis / extraction industry, where we would do tours and trade shows. We'd be in New Orleans, LA, Vegas, Barcelona, and we'd pretty much be on the sales floor, you know, with huge 100-pound 90-pound centrifuges, and we would just be showcasing the products. We do full turnkey lab system build outs. So that was 2019. I began shadowing them, and I really admired the flexibility that came with consulting. However, COVID happened in 2020. So a bunch of his business partners sort of split separate ways. Some went off to Seattle, some went to, I think, Toronto. So inevitably, I had to start my own business. So that's where I started Fecundity Consulting. And around that same time, I also got tapped by my father to join Ancira Salsa as a chief marketing officer. So it was all around the same time. Everything coalesced and happened at once.
Man, that's awesome. What a great story. And I feel like the pivot, like a lot of businesses started from, you know, I was doing one thing and then I saw this vision, or I saw like what was possible. So I guess let's go further into Fecundity Consulting. So maybe just start with the basics. So tell us specifically about the company and what you do.
Okay. So I get asked this question nearly every day. So what's up with Fecundity? What's up with the name? Well, fecundity is derived from Latin. It's related to fertility, fruitfulness. I use it in accordance with the abundance of production of the mind, meaning we give birth to your ideas in the marketplace. So that is the name that I wanted. I wanted to engender ideas, you know, birth them, so to speak. So I went with that name. And essentially, I'm a marketing consultant. So I help entrepreneurs, consultants, and freelancers grow their business with scalable marketing strategies. So just to give you kind of some more context, I'm actually going through a coaching program. So I have a business coach on the other side. Her name's Ari Hale. Shout out to Ari and all my ATH family. So I joined her program earlier this year, I think in January. It's so massive that to go through the program, it's 9 months where you scale out your business. However, it became so big, she extended it to 3 more months, so a full year. So I'm in the process, in the background, scaling up Fecundity to where it's no longer one-on-one, sort of the traditional retainer style, to where I have it now. I'm launching in January 2022. So right now I'm building out my course module. So I know some people kind of get put off by the term course, but it's not just a course. It's a course, it's education, it's a hybrid mixed with consulting, because it's not just you download it into your downloads folder and then you never look at it again. You have submissions, you have audits, you have my feedback. So you're getting actual real life consulting. So there's touch points between me and the client. But anyways, the purpose of that program is to help marketers get ready to scale. So my whole program is about preparation and anticipation, because I've scaled up Ancira. I've worked with businesses in the cannabis industry who scaled up. I've worked with office co-space, conference spaces, kind of like WeWork, but on a local scale, and marketing. So I'm taking all of that and what I've learned from industry insiders, and I'm using that to equip marketers to, when they're ready to scale, this is what you need to be prepared for. This is what you need to anticipate. So like I said earlier, marketing is super extensive and you can't do everything, but my goal or my objective is to equip you with as much as I can to where you retain your own leverage and you're not constantly always outsourcing to outside entities. Or you can, when you do outsource, all of your dollars aren't going outhouse, they're coming back in-house, because you yourself are now the marketing expert. So you can pay for other operations instead of paying, you know, outside operations and outside marketing. You can retain a lot of your leverage. So right now in my course module, I have 9 key courses. I'll just run through them real quick. I do organic Facebook strategy / native marketing, you know, the stuff that Gary Vee talks about. I teach event marketing, strategy, website strategy, SMS, affiliate marketing. One of my favorites is digital or physical product and packaging and labeling. Another one that's a little unorthodox that I don't hear that often, I actually teach a sponsorship strategy. It's one of those things that people take for granted, and I like to pull as many angles as I can with sponsorship. So I harp on that a bit. And then another, the 9th one, is public relations. And yes, I'm well aware public relations and marketing are not the same. However, like I said, I'm unorthodox. So, you know, it's 2021. I can adapt. I can diversify where I need. And then my bonus, I just added this to my module. It's a retail distribution module. And this one's probably my most valuable module because it has a lot of key insider consulting information. And like, that is when you are ready to talk to big buyers, big brokers, big distributors, and you don't want to be caught off guard. Because, you know, with everything, whenever you scale up, there's always going to be a learning curve. I've got hit with plenty of learning curves I'm sure y'all had in y'all's early days. But what I'd like to do is take the stress off of the business owner and say, hey, look, it's okay. The big buyers are going to come at you with all these requests, and you need to have all this information, markedly arrayed for them in a nice, organized manner. So I like to just help them as much as I can and be prepared. And also, everything that I teach, I've done. Yeah. And I'd like to think everything in my program, in my fecundity program, it's all actionable.
So yeah.
Anything that's superfluous, I take it out. It's not necessary because, you don't want to go and just hear filler all day and hear, nice bubbly words, it's vignettes. So it's stories, it's action items. It's, hey, put this branding kit together, put this wholesale kit together. Hey, send me your website, send me some of your social media. I'm going to take a look at it. This is where I can help you get these touch points. That's the basis of it.
So what kind of, and you mentioned one niche, so you've worked heavily in the cannabis niche. What other kind, just in general, in your experience, for fecundity consulting, what other niches do you work with? Or are you niche agnostic? Like, what I'm trying to get at is, like, who's the type of business or entrepreneurs that get the most value out of working with you and your team?
It's mainly entrepreneurs, consultants, and freelancers that have been around less than 3 years, so kind of in the earlier stages.
Yeah,
it's one of those. That's my key demographic. Mm-hmm. But as far as clients that I onboard, I have a wide array. So I have I'm here in Texas right now. Mm-hmm. I have some people who are ranch owners. I have some people who are own wedding venues. Yeah. I have other guys that own charter boats out on Lake Travis. I've got other people who, other clients who own restaurants, more catering businesses, but it's also for the photographer, for the videographer, how they can market themselves. Because what I find out is a lot of my clients are very good technicians. They're very good, awesome graphic designer, website developer, videographer, but they want to learn, hey, how do I grow? How do I scale?
Yeah.
And that's where I come in and add the value for them, kind of give them the industry nuances that they need to be, ready for.
I just got to tell you, Jesse, first off, I love when I get a Texas interview, number one. But number two, when you started off with, I got ranches, I was like, oh, he's Texas. That's awesome. Like, to be able to also, I know you work internationally, but to be in tune with your local market, I feel like, is sometimes a lost art in marketing. Like, there's so many people around you, so many businesses that could benefit from the knowledge, like a fecundity consulting, the things that you're doing locally, of course, internationally and everything else. But it just makes me smile when you're like, I got ranches I'm helping. I'm like, come on, Jesse, keeping it Texas. So I think it's awesome. What do you find? So I don't want to oversimplify this. Obviously, there's so much we can do in an interview, right? But I do know you've worked with a lot of people. And so I don't want to oversimplify this. And I know there's no magic bullet or one thing that's going to fix anything. But what do you find are some of the common mistakes, or just some of those common themes that you see over and over and over again with clients, that sometimes mistakes that they don't even know they're making in some of their efforts in terms of marketing and other things?
Sure. Yeah, there's a few of them. Mm-hmm. Definitely the term posting and ghosting. A lot of people think you can just, post a pretty picture on Instagram and go, and then you're just going to automatically convert. That's one step. Out of 10, you've got to engage more. You've got to DM people who like your content. You've got to go and show them love and say, hey, I noticed, you've been engaging frequently with our post. I'm real big on customer service. So, if I get someone who's sharing all of our Facebook posts, I'm going to go and send them, free case of salsa, something like that. Another thing that I noticed that people sometimes omit from their marketing strategy is videos on their website. I like to tell my clients, hey, do a nice introduction video. You know, tell them who you are. Because, yeah, I mean, products are one thing and services, a list. You know, you obviously need service provisions listed out, you know, very poignantly. But a lot of people like to get to know you. They like to see, hey, what is this person about? Like, who am I working with? Like, you know, if I'm going to invest with you, I need to, like, you know, show some FaceTime. So I like to tell them, hey, and it doesn't have to be super 4K production. You know, you can still be iPhone ready. And still, you know, look professional, look sharp. One of the other things that I like are actual product videos. So there's this one company, the cigar company. I have no affiliation with them. I just like to cheat their cigars when I'm in Vegas, but they're called Rocky Patel. I may be pronouncing that wrong. Yeah. So if you go to their website, you'll notice under, you know, some of their select cigars, they have videos, and those videos show you real nicely how they're sourced, how they're packaged, how they're made. And it just gives you that more granular look that I think more businesses could use. Just, just whenever you're operating a business and you're marketing, one of the best things that works for me and my clients is becoming your own expert, becoming your own opinion leader. It's your business, so you should be the technician. So, hey, if you want to get a little wonky and granular, go ahead and do it, because some people will admire that.
Yeah.
That's one piece of my advice for sure.
That's awesome. And I love the CPG side that you just mentioned, like Rocky Patel and some of the marketing they do and other things. I feel like there's a lot of lessons that can be learned from brands that are out there. So I always tell people, like, if you have a brand you follow or you like, that, like, there's probably a reason other than the product. Obviously, you have to have a good product, right? That's a given. But if there's a reason why you're choosing this product or this cigar versus another one, maybe, like, look at their marketing, look at their social media, look at some of the things that may be in their brand experience that might have influenced your decisions and thought process behind buying it. Like, a simple one that I always tell people, I'm like, you're not the only person that goes on Amazon's and looks for reviews and reads those. Like, people make decisions on reviews. So if you have a certain type of product that can benefit from reviews, right? That's on Amazon, like, that should be part of the focus, because the people that are going to be buying your product are making buying decisions the exact same way you do. Like, we're not all that different as people. And I feel like the best marketers get that, and they're able to just say, hey, my buying decisions, like, there's a certain segment that's going to buy just like that, and to maybe put themselves in the shoes of whatever avatar was created for the particular product, right? So there's going to be different avatars and ways to go about that. I think it's great and it's valuable what you said. Give us a little bit. I do want to spend some time on us in Sierra Salsa. So, family business, am I right?
Yes, sir. And Sierra Salsa is my grandparents' recipe out here in Taylor, Texas. They developed it in the late 90s. Just as a hobby. And then they would always go to local trade shows, farmers markets, little small markets around here, and sell their salsa and win awards for, you know, the best salsa. And then recently, a few years ago, my father, he turned it into a formal LLC. And then he brought me on. So just to give you an idea of how fast we grew, I think it was 2019. We had no website presence, no internet presence, no Facebook, nothing. We were just in one small farmer's market in town. And then 1 year later, we were in over 15. And then currently we're in 20 stores right now. But I'd like to harp on something you mentioned in the previous segment. Whereas reviews, and that's right. We started converting really high when we added a review tag. So if you go to ansirasalsa.com, you'll notice right on the left side is a prominent review tab. We've got over 75 star reviews, and these are all organic. None of these are bots. They're all organic reviews. And so, you know, customers like to see, you know, which flavor they're looking at, and hey, okay, the green sauce has a bunch of reviews. The six-pack sauce has a bunch of reviews. And, you know, social proof helps. That's something I teach in Fecundity. Twitter reviews help. Twitter praise. That's real big. I'm seeing a lot of my colleagues. What they'll do is on their sales page, everyone who's, like my coach, she does this. Anyone who gives her sort of praise or her program praise, she'll copy or she'll screenshot the tweets and then she'll just throw them up on her website on the sales page and just bam, look at all this organic, you know, praise. And that, you know, customers will think they like to see that because, you know, they know it's real. It's not just some bot or, you know, it's not just some fake type of follower. You know, you can see, you can go back to the person who tweeted it and you can go DM them. Hey, how did you like working with them? Or how did you like those Ancira salsa products? So yeah, testimonies are real big.
Man, that's a big deal. And like, how good does it feel for you to like, you know, carry on like and to grow your, you know, your grandparents' like legacy and what they were doing? Like, it's kind of amazing. Like hearing this story, man, I got goosebumps. I'm like, come on, man, you're bringing the recipe out to the world.
Yeah, it's in the beginning, it was a lot of pressure.
It was
sort of hard to stir up that.
Is that an understatement, though? A little pressure? Yeah, you were pressured, I'm sure. You're like, I got to do it, man. The family's counting on me to keep the legacy on. It's awesome. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. No, we had to. I think what contributed most to our success was consistency. And I think a lot of young entrepreneurs need to know, hey, man, in the first 6 to 9 months, just post every single day. It doesn't matter if you get 3 likes, you get 6 likes. It doesn't matter. Be consistent and eventually it will catch on. And plus you don't need to worry about all the likes, shares. Yeah. It's about conversions. You know, are they going to your site? Are you converting? Are you sending out proposals? You know, it's all about the conversions. But yeah, back to Ancira Salsa. It's pretty wild because now I think we've sold in 49 states. We've sold in Canada. I just shipped one of my colleagues a salsa case to Toronto yesterday.
That's amazing.
And then, for instance, we have a professional barbecue pit master in Australia. He uses our salsa when he's cooking in competitions, and he's all the way in Australia. So when I show my grandparents stuff like that, you know, it's kind of emotional because it's like, wow, you know, they, you know, they're Hispanic. They, you know, they came kind of from a low economic scale, and they just did it as a hobby. And all of their coworkers would just be like, hey, you know, what's up with salsa? And then eventually, my father, he works in the Capitol complex slash lobbying and for the state of Texas. So what he would do is he's got his own unique marketing style, which I've got to applaud him. So he has a niche in the Capitol. So what he would do is in the early days, he would just send all of, you know, doesn't matter, nonpartisan. He would send different offices care packages, you know, during Thanksgiving and Christmas,
for sure,
saying, hey, you know, here's my family's salsa, check it out. Well, after a few years, it caught on so heavily that my grandparents were not able to produce at scale. So eventually we got a co-packer in Texas and, you know, all of our recipes are NDA. It's their recipes. They're just made in bulk batches. It still has the same fidelity of flavor. So eventually we scaled up. We got co-packers and then we hit another level. We got a fulfillment center out in Austin. So now whenever you purchase on our site, we have a warehouse team, fulfillment team, you know, they're sending all over the nation. And now the third step is retail distribution. So right now we're scaling up in our third phase. Quick shout out to my brokers, Stephen Ewing with Brocoms. So we brought him on recently. And what he does is he gets brands in the specialty food industry, like, you know, salsa, hot sauce, condiments. Yeah. He gets them reviewed by big banner stores and buyers. So we're going through that phase right now. So and quarter one of 2022, that's when you'll start seeing Ancira Salsa on more of your big box chains. We have to go through the review process. It's pretty extensive, but it's been fun. You know, like even prior to that, we're outside of tech. We're actually in Chicago. I think we're in Oakland and San Diego. So it's very cool to see, you know, from my grandparents' kitchen all the way into a random market and Chicago. You know, it's cool to see that.
Man, what a great success story. And the reason why I wanted to dive deeper into Ensure Salsa, well, of course, I just want to know more of the story. Just personally, I'm a huge fan of family businesses. Come on, carrying on the grandparents' legacies from farmer's market to big box, like chain store. Like, that's the dream. That's amazing. You're creating something that is leaving not only a legacy, but building value, building jobs, that warehouse, like all the other fulfillment centers, all those things that takes people, right? So you're creating a lot of value with taking on that legacy of your grandparents and you know, selling more salsa. But then another reason I wanted to go through this is just to kind of prove your point that you said earlier. Like, the things that you're teaching and the things that you're doing, nothing against anybody that's out there giving information, nothing against that. There's a lot of value. So I would never knock anybody that's out there trying to help somebody in any way. Like there's a different voice for different people. And the idea is, if we're trying to help somebody and doing our best, hey, I applaud you. But getting back to your story, Jesse, like, you're doing it. So when you're talking about like scaling, when you're talking about retail distribution, when you're talking about all these things, like, you're teaching things that you've actually done, that you're proving to do, and not claiming to have every answer in the world, but you're a specialist in your wheelhouse, and you can help businesses and you can help clients succeed. And you're doing it, and you're also doing it for yourself. So, I mean, that's the proof, in my opinion.
Thank you for that. Yeah. And, you know, like we said, in the opening segment, mm-hmm. marketing is super extensive. You know, for instance, I don't teach SEO. I don't teach Google Ads. I outsource all that, you know, and you don't have to do everything. Mm-hmm. But the key is to just retain as much leverage within your own team that you can. That way, you know, whenever you do need to outsource, you feel a little more comfortable doing that, because you know that you've done your best on your end. You're already operating. So
it's awesome. So, Jesse, I have to ask you, I mean, I know you got a lot going on, Fecundity Consulting, you have some modules up, and you'll be continuing to add and build out the other function of it. I know you're still doing the one-on-one consulting and consulting with your team, and Ensure Salsa on a growth path. I'm excited to try it, man. I didn't get this care package and all this stuff you're talking about. That's what I should have interviewed your dad, because he would have sent me some. No, I'm just
Yeah.
But seriously, Jesse, so what's next? Like, what's next for you? What's next for Fecundity Consulting and Ensure Salsa? Like, what's next?
So yeah, for what's next for Ensure Salsa? It's funny. We just finished our segment. We're going to be on national TV. We're going to be on HSM. We just finished our segment. We sent it to the producers last week, and they had their own in-house production.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of me on camera talking about the early stages, the early narrative of Ensure Salsa. And then they piece it together with their, you know, high production studio that's going to be TV ready. So that will air all through the Thanksgiving season. It will air 5 times nationally, 2 times in the tri-state area. So they have a lot of viewership in the Hamptons. So it'll be real interesting to get some of that viewership, maybe open up to some of those markets. But the key thing about that story, so this goes back to marketing, because, you know, people ask, how did y'all get on TV? But we didn't go to some TV website and say, hey, we'd like to apply. It doesn't work like that. Like, they sought us out. Now, here's a story to that. And it's all with marketing. So earlier, I think it was the summer, we, outside of Texas, are on our e-commerce platform, but second most selling is Florida. For some reason, people in the state of Florida and South Florida, they really like our salsa. Well, one individual, I don't even know who it is, they purchased our salsa, then they had a party. They hosted our party with chips and salsa. I just had a party. Well, luck had it that the TV producer attended that party, tried the salsa, and I was like, dude, what is this? And they're like, oh, that's Ensure Salsa. Well, that's part one. Good products, you know, everyone has good products, everyone has good services, but that can only get you so far. So the other step of that is the marketing. So, you know, we had prominent marketing on our labeling, our jars. So they checked us out, they did our homework, they did their due diligence on our website. And because they, you know, liked our website, they liked our marketing, then they initiated, hey, we're going to reach out to them. We think you're ready. See, if our marketing hadn't been up to par,
sure,
they would have said, man, it's a great product, but they're not there yet. They're not ready. But because our marketing in tandem with the high quality product, it persuaded them to say, yeah, you know, we like these guys. We're going to take an investment on them. So that's how that works. That's how important word of mouth is, mm-hmm, organic marketing is. You know, it just, you never know who's trying your products, or services, who's looking at you, who's watching you. Mm-hmm. So just thankful.
Man, that's a great story, Jesse. And I see it. And that's one of the big things. So like brand alignment, like if you might have a great product, you might have all these things, but for them to put you on the program, like they know their viewers are going to look up the brand. If they look up the brand and there's like a website that's just a landing page, it's kind of broken, yeah, kind of this, kind of that, that makes their program look bad too. So like, that's the whole brand alignment thing. Like, so it's not, you got to have more than a good product. Good distribution and good customer service. I completely agree with you. You have to have an outward presence. We're just all too connected, whether it's social media, website, all this, we're all too connected. I can't tell you how many times I've had like the experience of I'm like maybe a new beer or something, like something new.
Right.
And the first thing I do is I go on Twitter, I go on Instagram because I want to see who they are. I want to feel connected to the product. And if I don't see them on Twitter, I'm like, okay, you know, not everybody's on Twitter anymore. Fine. Like that's, you know, that's okay. Then I don't see them on Instagram too. And if you're a food product or something else like that, and I'm like, man, like if I can't find you on either, like that's a problem. And I don't think about it twice. Like I've had the exact same thing happen on my end from the production side where I'm like, oh, this is good. I never heard of this. And I'm like, let's check them out. And then I look and I can't find anything. I'm like, I don't think about it a second time. Like they had that one moment to get my attention, not only as a consumer, which I am, obviously I like their product, but also as a producer and also as somebody that's, you know, always looking for guests and things like that. Like, it's like, ah, yeah, that's not going to probably work. I'm not going to go home and like find their email address and all of this. They might've got a quick DM right that moment and said nothing. So I think what you said is very credible. It makes perfect sense. And I've experienced it many times. So Jesse, that being said, this has been awesome. I mean, I've really enjoyed learning about both the companies, Fecundity Consulting and all the great things you're doing there to help business owners, executives, experts out there, and also NCO Salsa. I mean, just what a great story, carrying on grandparents' legacy and just like, you know, building, like in my opinion, the next generation should do. That being said, so if somebody's watching this right now and they want to learn more about Fecundity Consulting, or hey, if they want to pick up some salsa, man, because I know I'm going to, what's the best way for people to connect?
Sure. For Fecundity, I would recommend go to fecundityconsulting.com, subscribe to my email list. But deeper than that, mm-hmm, go to my Instagram at Fecundity Consulting and go to one of my recent IGTVs. Mm-hmm. I won a marketing, retail, and advertisement award at the MGM Grand.
Wow.
And I did a vlog. I shot a vlog. So if you watch that vlog, it's like 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's called Fecundity Vegas Vlog or something like that. You'll mm-hmm find it easily. But watch that and you'll get, you know, a glimpse into like my style, how I go about my business and, you know, what I can bring to your business, my style of production and stuff like that. And then separately, you know, if you're a salsa fan, if you're a foodie, go to ansirasalsa.com. And we're everywhere. You can go to our website and purchase, or you can check us out on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can check us out on Instagram. We are on Twitter. But yeah, definitely go to ansirasalsa.com. We have 5 different flavors from my grandparents' recipe. You know, try it out.
Awesome. Well, again, Jesse, been a pleasure having you on the show. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. Don't forget, especially if you're a first-time viewer, like hit that subscribe button. We definitely want you to be a return listener and visitor. Want you got many, many more mission-based entrepreneurs and executives coming up for you. And we don't want you to miss any of those. And Jesse, really, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for sharing your story and your mission today.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it. And I'll send you a care package after this.